Taylor Jenkins. And I'm just calling because I would love to hear more details about how we as consumers can possibly protest this whole vaping ban in Massachusetts, as well as some actual information about what is the product called Dank Vapes that I heard literally 20 seconds of reporting about that was common in many of the deaths and illnesses. As a former smoker and someone who uses vaping and knowing dozens of people who still do, this is extremely wrong, in our opinion, this whole thing, and, you know, we just can't wait till it's over.
Yes, hi, my name is William Brown from Montague, New Jersey. I just want to comment on some of the discourse around what's going on with Trump. I think all of the erosion of our democracy that's happening is due to the groundwork that's been laid down by Fox News and the opinion organizations for the last 25 years. Had we not had such a strong division in the country, this kind of behavior, I think, would not have been possible 20 years ago. I think because there's so much division, so much belief that the other side is completely trying to undermine and destroy us, all these things are now possible with this president.
Adrian O'Leary, I am very disappointed, being a longtime listener. There is absolutely no coverage of what Joe Biden and his son did, in, not just in the Ukraine, but also in China. Far worse than anything that's before the country in terms of this impeachment show trial. I'm hoping that you can do better. You also have never once mentioned the Clintons in any way, shape, or form, who were profoundly involved, just as bad as the Bidens were. But I guess you are part of the deep state, but I'd like you to prove me wrong. Thank you.
My name is Ed Reno. I'm from Salt Point, New York. My comment has to do with Stephen Gottlieb's opinion piece. Professor Gottlieb did an excellent job of summarizing the reasons we do not want the president or indeed any federal official making backdoor deals with foreign countries for his own benefit. I want to add an additional dimension. How could we trust or audit or verify an investigation done by a foreign country, no matter what we thought the goodwill of that country was? Why would we ever accept the results of their judicial process when we sometimes have difficulty accepting the results of our own? That in itself is a reason for saying that no leader, especially a president, should make a deal which relies on the judicial process of another country.
My name is Ina Haas, Woodridge, New York. The next time when you have Governor Cuomo on, ask him if he doesn't believe that having a fast train from the city upstate would solve the problem of jobs up here. I know it's costly, but it's the only solution that I can think of, unless he can come up with a better one.